This is Living the RV Dream, episode 217 for Friday, November 26, 2021.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome one more time to the show, and happy Friday. I want to apologize because I didn't do a show last week. We were actually having way too much fun in Key Largo and decided to take a week off from the show. Besides, I wanted to tell you about this resort we stayed at in Key Largo, as you know, sponsored by Sun Outdoors. I was gonna say Sun RV Resorts. They just recently started rebranding everything to Sun Outdoors, and let me tell you, this place in Key Largo, we hadn't stayed in Key Largo for a long time since that other resort we stayed at years ago. They decided to shut it down and build bungalows, which was kind of disappointed. You know what is not disappointed? Sun Outdoors is building yet another huge resort in the Florida Keys. So looking forward to visiting that one soon. But this one is a relatively small resort. But, you know, they have pretty much everything you need for the Florida Keys, right? They have this, you know, pier where you can dock your boat. They have a boat ramp. In fact, most sites will be able to accommodate a small boat, medium-sized boat, right next to them. So you go with your boat. You know, when I get my camper van and my boat, I'm going back and doing that. But very cool. The couple that runs the place, super nice, super accommodating, and they can accommodate pretty big rigs there. They usually figure out a way how to do it, and it's great. What else do they have? I wanted to tell you about it. You know, because we spent 6 nights there, but it was a lot of, you know, you know, play, eat, RV, repeat, that kind of thing. We visited, it's Key Largo, so there's plenty of good seafood restaurants. But well, we were in the RV park. You know, we had a couple of rainy days, but most of the days were sunny, beautiful. The water a little cold for swimming, you know. Even though it's the Florida Keys, it's winter in Florida. The water was like probably in the 70s, which any other place would be fine. But in any case, you know, they have these free kayaks for rent. But it's free. You just have to sign a waiver, and they give you the life vest and the oars. And that's it. You can have it as long as you want. In fact, there's a lot of nooks and crannies. You know, the place is... I have a ground loop here. Excuse me. Lots of... you know, they have like this mangrove area. You just have to paddle a little bit. And it's like a mangrove tunnel, not a tunnel in the sense that like the ones you see in the Everglades, that is like a narrow, but it's a narrow passageway. I mean, you have to be careful because you share it with small boats, and it goes into this very, very secure bay. It almost feels like a lake, and it has a bunch of private residences, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful out there, and when the seas are calm, you know, it's a beautiful place to kayak. And on the first couple of days it was kind of windy and a little choppy, but then after we had some the whole day that it rained non-stop, like sometimes it happens in South Florida, the next day it was like, you know, it was flat, it was beautiful, the seas. And then you get to see the birds. I don't know if there were loons or anhingas. I think there were loons and lots of birds. And in the last couple of days, we even had a pelican in the water right there. You get to see manatee and dolphins. And the owner, the guy that runs the place, he told me that sometimes when the people are fishing, and they throw the parts of the fish into the water. You know, the nurse sharks come to, you know, it's great to see all that wildlife there. And of course, I don't know if you know, but Key Largo has a great biking trail, and I did do a you know, I took the e-bike. But if you don't have a bike with you, they also have free bikes for you to rent for free. Again, you just have to sign a waiver and take it with you. And you know, this trail goes all along, pretty much all along Key Largo into Tavernier. I went even all the way down to Isla Morada, which is the next town. Not the next island, actually, but the next town. And it was a great time. It was a great time hanging there. Actually, as I said, you can put a small boat on your side. So the sides are relatively large for the Florida Keys. You know, whereas usually RV parks in the Florida Keys, you're like one next to each other. You cannot even open the awning in some places. And this was pretty large for the Keys. This place is called Riptide RV Resort. And let me tell you, they constantly renovating, and now they're doing the rebranding to Sun Outdoors. And they have actually, they let me go inside one of the rental units. They have like these tiny houses for rent. Some of them are even like lofts. And that place was luxurious. That place was beautiful. You have a veranda, you know, like terrace right there with view of the. It's basically the bay side of the Florida Keys. They're on the bay side. You know, the Keys have a bay side and an ocean side. And the ocean side, of course, the water is a little choppier, and the bay side is calmer. And let me finish telling you about that tiny house. You know, actually, Ely was really enamored with the wine cellar. Has a wine cellar. Has everything you would expect, even washer and dryer. So they are very nice. But the nicest thing about having a site like this on the bay side of the Florida Keys, and of course there's a common area there. They even have like a propane fire pit there, and the common area where you can sit down with tables, your beverage of choice. For sundowners, because in the Florida Keys, sundowners is totally a thing. And if you're on the bay side of the Keys, particularly in Key Largo and Isla Morada, before the island chain turns more towards the west, you get beautiful sunsets pretty much every day. So that's pretty much what we did every day. You know, during the day, kayak, bicycle, went to lunch, and then, you know, rest for a little bit, and then sundowners by the bay. What could possibly be better? In any case, I want to thank Sun Outdoors for inviting me. And of course, this was a sponsored stay. And as you probably seen on YouTube, I made a video about the place. And in the future, there might be another longer video, including everything we did in Naples last week and everything we did in Key West, which was a lot more than I could encompass on that dedicated video that I did for Sun RV Resorts. And it looks like we might be collaborating again in the future, which would be great, because, you know, it's one of those things. They have this very easy booking system with the map, and they tell you where all the resorts are, and you just book your site. It's you know, that's one of my pet peeves about the RV industry, that most RV parks out there, you just have to call and leave a message. Sometimes they don't answer. Sometimes they don't call you back, you know. And I just want to find out where to stay and if they have vacancy. And with a website like they have at Sun Outdoors, it's very easy. What else is going on? Well, as you listen to this, yesterday was Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'm recording this actually 2 days early on Wednesday. So, and today's Black Friday, by the way. So I know a lot of you are going to be trying to get those deals. But first of all, I want to... I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with your loved ones. I'm planning on having one. As I say, I'm recording this on Wednesday, with, you know, small party with my mom Ely, and that's pretty much it. I'm gonna have a non-traditional Thanksgiving. You know, we're not gonna do the turkey. We're gonna roast a pork shoulder, because that's what we do, you know. I straddle that line between my Cuban roots and being an American by naturalization, right? So we might do a combination of both, but the protein part is going to be a pork roast, and maybe we'll do some cassava, because that's cassava is like a root, is similar to like a potato. For those of you who don't know, it's in the same family. So and then I might do something American, like an apple pie or something like that. A pumpkin pie would be the appropriate thing to do. So you know, even with all that's happened over the past year and a half or so, we have so much to be thankful for. And one of the things that I'm thankful for is all of you who listen to my podcast, to watch the videos, to listen to my music, buy my music, because without you, I wouldn't be able to do this and be able to follow my passion, you know, as a video producer, as a content creator, as a storyteller, which is the way that I like to see it too, a traveling storyteller. Besides that, I'm thankful for the family, for everybody who has always supported me, and of course I'm thankful for my health, because without my health, you know, nothing else is possible. Once that fails, nothing else is possible. So that's very important. And I'm also thankful to live in the United States of America. You know, I've been elsewhere, and as someone who was born elsewhere in Cuba, this is it's really a blessing to be able to be here and follow my dreams. In any case, today is going to be a slightly shorter podcast, because, to be honest, we haven't done yet. We head into December. This is going to be a little bit of a downtime as far as traveling for us. I'm going to try to work ahead on the videos as much as possible, make the videos as long as possible, the videos, you know, more than half an hour each, just so we can catch up, because in January, the adventure continues. And, of course, many, many, many plans for the next year. Of course, in mid-January, and that's going to be... before I go into January, let me remind you, if you are going to be in the South Florida area, we're going to have a meetup on December 11th. December 11th, and it's at Lost City Brewing Company. Let me look it up here real quick so I can give you the exact address. It's in North Miami, Lost City Brewing Company. Get your pen and paper out. 12207 Northeast 13th Court, North Miami, Florida 33161. 3 p.m. Eastern. We're gonna have a meetup with the South Florida Pelican Heads, and we haven't had a South Florida meetup since before the pandemic. Right before, you know, everything is shut down. We had that last meetup at Miami Brewing Company down there in Homestead. And now we're going to have it at Lost City Brewing Company. I want to thank Alex, Mr. CLT, for organizing this and putting it all together. We might even have like a special IPA made for us. And it's going to be great. So I'll give you more details here as we get closer to the date. And then, of course, in January, we're having the Florida RV Super Show. And the Florida RV Super Show, of course, takes place in Tampa, Florida, at the Florida State Fairgrounds. And it takes place from the industry day is Tuesday, the 18th, January 18th. But the public days are January 19th through the 23rd. Always remember, because it is always right after Martin Luther King Day, and that's why when I had my 9-to-5 job, it was hard to get that week off, so we could go to the Tampa RV Show. But now that we're doing this full time, it's like a tradition every year. You know, next year, on 23, maybe I won't go, but on 22, I'm definitely going. Also, because there's gonna be a meetup. And I don't know if we're gonna do like a Pelican Head meetup. I spoke to the gentleman that runs the show, and and they don't seem to have a place for us to meet up. But there's a Winnebago Towable Owners meetup on Friday, January 21st at 10 a.m. I'm going to ask Winnebago if this is going to be like a public thing that we can invite, you know, potential buyers, you know, just between you and me at the towable display, and which is usually as soon as you enter the RV show to the left. After that first big building with the Prevost buses and all that, it's to the left. So I'm gonna ask and see if we get to hang out. If not, if you see me at the Tampa RV Super Show and you're gonna be there, just say hello, and we'll be there, you know, mingling with all you guys as we usually do. Now let's listen to before I go into voicemail. You know, I'm as usual, I'm a little discombobulated. When I started doing this podcast, I used to write myself scripts and all that, but I've gotten that good, huh, that I now I just wing it. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the winter travel plans. As I probably told you, we're not going to be in Quartzsite this year. I don't want to do that's why I'm thinking 23, maybe we won't do the Tampa RV show and then do Quartzsite properly. I don't want to, you know, make that trip from Tampa, Florida to Quartzsite, Arizona in 5.5 days as I usually do it. It's not worth it. It's you know, 5.5-6 days driving nonstop, and I mean, it's worth it by the time I get there, but you know, I want to make that trip, you know, a little slower, and that's what I'm thinking of doing after the Tampa show. We're going to spend some time in northern Florida. We're going to spend some time in the panhandle of Florida. We're going to do coastal Alabama, coastal Mississippi, maybe Louisiana. I know a lot of places in coastal Louisiana were destroyed by the recent hurricane, but if places are open, I'm going to see if I can go there. And I don't know if after that we just go to Natchez, Mississippi, and do the Natchez Trace Parkway. That's one of those roads that has always been out of the way from any of my travels, because usually, you know, we live Florida, and we either go west, northwest, or north, or occasionally northeast. But the Natchez Trace Parkway goes from the southwest to the northeast, so it's like perpendicular to our usual route. But now we're gonna do it. If you recall, back in it was the first trip with the Colorado, I believe, that we went to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and on that trip I did a few miles of the Natchez Trace, the part that goes through that northwestern corner of Alabama. But the Natchez Trace Parkway continues all the way up to the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee. So that's kind of the idea, unless the weather is bad and unless it is too cold. I know it is winter, so you have to be careful how far north you venture. And if all else fails, we'll even go a little farther west, just not to Quartzsite, not during the Quartzsite RV show, but we can do that. And then spring, summer, I haven't figured out a date, an exact date yet. I was thinking summer, but then again, in the dead of summer, it might be too hot. Do like that, the Lewis and Clark route, you know, all through the Missouri River, and then take the Columbia River all the way to the West Coast. And I'm still not discounting the possibility of Alaska. I just need to dot all those I's and cross all those T's before I commit to an Alaska schedule. Now let's listen to some of your voicemail.
Robert, this is Fred in Louisiana. I watched your show on November 6th and thought it was wonderful. Brought back old memories. And I'm 72 years old and I enjoyed that show. Please have more. Thank you.
Hey Fred, I do believe I hear my voice in the background, and that of course, that, you know, those shows that I do once in a while, I started doing them during the initial lockdown back in March 2020, and executive producer, founding executive producer, this traveler Eric, he told me, why don't you call it Minitini Lounge? And he actually came up with the name Minitini Lounge, and I'm like, well, let's do Minitini Lounge. Yeah, sure, why not? And I do them periodically. I'm I'm probably gonna have one in December, sometime in mid-December, just you know, to get everybody in the holiday spirit, and you know, I just sit around here in front of my piano and I play some music for you guys, a combination of Latin stuff and, you know, standards and disco, a little bit of everything, a little bit of what I used to do when I used to do this at nightclubs 10, 15, 20 years ago. So we're going to have one sometime in mid-December for sure. So thank you. Thank you for your message.
Hey, Robert, my name is Dave Colton. I see that you're in Naples. I live in Naples, and I got a recommendation for you for if you want a good IPA. Try Ancro Lab Brewing Company. That's Ancro Lab, A-N-K-R-O-L-A-B. Really good IPA. They're called Turtle Season. I think you'll enjoy it. Love watching your videos. Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. And well, we're not in Naples anymore, but we were 2 weeks ago. And believe it or not, we did go to Ancro Lab. We did many things in Naples that I haven't actually shown on the video. There's going to be a video in the future, you know, chronologically speaking, after we finish the summer season and the fall season. This is going to be like the tail end of the fall season, these 2 weeks that we spent in South Florida. And great place, Ancro Lab. They have a lot of room. They have outside seating, inside seating, nice bar. You know, very cool place. Very cool place. And Naples in general, very cool town. I hadn't spent enough time. I hadn't spent enough time in Naples, but now that we spent 6 days, yeah, absolutely. And beautiful beaches too. Beautiful beaches. We even took a boat cruise, but more about that when the video comes out.
Well, welcome back, Robert. You've been a great influencer in my life. Good seeing you again, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And of course, you're referring to those 2 weeks I took off videos, you know, Sunday videos. In fact, this is a totally inside baseball here. I, you know, while I was taking those 2 weeks that I took off from doing new videos, I had an old video about Missouri, like a combination video over an hour long that I had never published. And I published that video, and that video has gone viral. That video, for context here, and maybe I'll play back a little bit of it. Maybe I shouldn't, because, but I just want to see how many views. It has 116,000 views in a couple of weeks. That's pretty big. That's pretty big for the channel. So I'm very grateful that you guys liked it.
Hey, Robert. I was wondering, where can I find that song, Driving to the West? Driving to the West on your videos. You should, do you sell that song? You should make a copy. I want to buy a copy of that song.
Well, yes, absolutely. Thank you. And well, if you still use CDs, if you go to my website, you can buy it there, travelingrobert.com. And even there's a page in that website where you can listen to the music for free. And then if you feel so inclined, you can buy it. But I am also everywhere where you can buy music online. If you use Apple Music or Spotify or Amazon or Tidal, whatever. I'm everywhere. Just search for... Actually, I haven't... because I'm not very good at this, so I instead of Traveling Robert, I go by my actual name, Robert Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S, Morales, and just search for Robert Morales travel music, or just the name of the song, and the album will come out. Now, let me tell you something real quick. I'm so spoiled here. When I'm at home base in Miami, Florida, I have fiber internet, is super fast, and everything downloads, especially like the voicemails, they download instantly. And I just downloaded the weekly message from Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Toronto area, Pickering. And I have a question here. The first question is, if there is a Minikini Lounge on Saturday, I do want you to play the song called Welcome Back. Yep. And my second question is, is there going to be another Pelly Camp video? Yeah, and my final question is, when are you planning to go get, when are you planning to check out Portland, Maine? Yes. And this is all my questions. And by the way, today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. And by the time you're hearing this, it'll be Friday, November 26th. So I hope everyone has a wonderful day and see you guys all at the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. and 4 and 5 p.m. Central Mountain. So, by the way, guys, also check out Lucky Dog Production Stream. They stream at 6 p.m. and 3 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Mountain and 5 p.m. Central too. So that's all, and have a wonderful day, and bye, everybody.
Thank you, Dylan, and of course, Lucky Dog Productions. Lucky Dog Productions moderator Sue. She's always there in the live stream on Fridays. You know, keeping it safe, keeping it rational and decent, because you know sometimes you do get trolls, you know, that try to you know, say inappropriate things and stuff like that. And we want to keep it, you know, mostly about travel and stuff. And and thank you, Dylan. And yeah, Minitini Lounge at some point in December about Portland, Maine. It's not on the immediate plans. It was kind of on the plans for last fall, but we had a hard date in which we had to be back in Miami, and I preferred to enjoy New Hampshire and Vermont at more leisure. But Maine was definitely in the plan for that trip, and I also wanted to do the return trip not as rushed as previous return trips, so we were able to enjoy the Outer Banks and many of those things. So yeah, definitely don't forget to check out the live stream on YouTube at 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday.
Hey, how you doing today, Robert? This is Doug Nash in Longwood, Florida. I subscribed to you for the last 2, maybe 3 years since we bought our RV. We had a 20-foot footer, and we just traded in for a 30-foot trailer with a slide on it now. As our family grows, so does the RV. Why I messaged you here now is to see if I can get you to convince my wife to leave Florida in the RV and head to Tennessee. The poor woman is stuck here and would never want to leave. She loves to go to the beach. We go down to the south, to the Keys, all over Flagler, the Wakawa Forest, National Park. If I can get you to convince my wife to let us travel up to Tennessee to visit Cherokee Mountain, Blue Ridge Parkway, Gatlinburg, Chattanooga, places like that, I really appreciate it. I feel like she thinks that it's not a place to go, but maybe with a little convincing, she might like it. And hear from someone who's done it a few times that it's okay and safe.
And I think the message cut out because it cuts out after 90 seconds. But hey, what are you still doing in Florida? Go out exploring and I know I'm being like that. But to be honest about it, when we first bought an RV and we live in South Florida, and I've told this story many times. And, you know, I love the mountains. I love the desert. I love different things. And being in South Florida, being weekenders, you know, with the 9-to-5 and scarce vacations, we were stuck down here. There's no way to get out of Florida on a weekend if you live in Miami. So what really opened my eyes was, you know, we took a 2-week vacation for our first big trip in an RV. We went all the way up to Chicago. And up there, I remember looking at the highway, you know, all the signs for different cities like Kansas City and Omaha and places like, you know, that were not on our plan, but I was like, darn it, I really want to go there. And yeah, that's the story. That's a short story. And Florida is beautiful. Florida is great. We have the greatest beaches. But in the end, as John Huggins told me once, You have to get out west, because Florida, in the end, it's all the same, and it kind of is. You know, it's there's a little bit of change of vegetation once you go north of Orlando or south of, you know, Miami. But in the end, it's palm trees and pine trees and oak, and that's about it. And the beaches are great, but there's something to be said for the mountains. And that area that you're planning to go to, Tennessee and North Carolina, you know, straddling that state line are the Smoky Mountains. And even on the South Carolina side, you have Cherokee, which is more, I want to say outdoorsy town, but there's so many things to do with the family, and, you know, in the river there and the And then on the other side, on the Tennessee side, you have Gatlinburg, and even more family friendly. That would be Pigeon Forge. You have the Dollywood and a lot of places where you could take, you know, the whole family. I don't know into what kind of vacation you are, but there's also hikes to waterfalls and all kinds of things that you can do in that area. And I think that's going to whet your appetite to take it farther and farther each time. You know, once you cross the Rockies or see Utah, Arizona, and that area, it's a as my Driving to the West song says, nothing like the West, doesn't compare. But my only concern, if you go to the mountains and you have a larger trailer, a 30-footer, make sure you have enough truck to pull that trailer over the mountains. Not only going up the mountains, but going down the mountains. Make sure you can stop that thing. Other than that, have a great time, and I think I've made the case that you should go out and explore as many different places as possible, and you'll be surprised the variety, the diversity of in ecosystems and landscapes and people and food and you know that we have in the United States. You know, we have this whole almost, you know, half a continent here, you know, east to west, and which reminds me, I can't wait until the next cross-country road trip. But for now, this is it. I want to thank once again Sun Outdoors for sponsoring this episode and our stay at the Naples RV Resort and at the Riptide RV Resort in the Florida Keys. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to that Riptide RV Resort so you can check it out. And till the next one, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.